The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. It is Tuesday. I checked before I got on air. I'm happy that you're here. If you hear me, you are here. I'm happy that you are. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, somewhere in between, further west, further east, further north. What's up, Canada? Further south. I don't care where you are in the south. Thank you for tuning in. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, with super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. OTAs going on and in football. The NCAA, it seems like they're always in trouble. They're trying to settle past money owed to athletes in the amount of $2 billion. Sounds like everybody will get 50 bucks and go around with their life. Anyway, speaking of lawsuits, Jaden Rashada, the Georgia Bulldog, is suing his former, well, not technically former team. He's suing the Gators. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The Eastern Conference Finals starts about 2 hours from now between the Pacers and the Celtics. Aaron Rodgers is explaining his life. I don't know if that's good or bad. He said he's ready for football. All defensive team is set in the NBA. Caitlin Clark in the news again. Another deal for Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese has a deal. Hickey, is it what doesn't Caitlin Clark have yet? Nothing, right?
Yeah, at this point, I mean, she's got Wilson. She's got the basketball. She's got State Farm. She's got Nike. I don't know. I don't know what's left at this point.
Nothing with the Martha Stewart collection, right? Nothing?
Could the WNBA sponsor? I mean, at this point, I guess they basically are, essentially.
Well, yeah, no, but they have a special program in the WNBA where they could, you know, a certain player. You can have a marketing deal with the WNBA where they pay you, well, they pay you more, obviously, to utilize your image. I know her base salary as a rookie player is about $76,000. And I think that can get up by a couple of hundred by being one of the athletes that they use to market the league. So, hey, I don't know if Caitlin Clark has that because it seems like a lot of the women in the WNBA are just upset. Is it upset or jealous?
Jealous, it seems like, I would say.
Yeah, jealous. Yeah, Caitlin Clark is selling everything. She's selling everything, man. She's going to be selling basketball. She's selling shoes. I don't know what they got next. We'll talk about that later on in the show. I love the fact that we have so many quarterbacks and teams that spoke today. The NCAA is on its heels. Just everybody's afraid. You know, Hickey, before we spoke, you said, hey, JR, you didn't get sued today. I said, nope, I'm good. I'm not the NCAA. It seems like everybody involved with the NCAA, pardon the phrase and the cliche, it's like the, help me out if I'm saying this wrong, Hickey, the chickens have come home to roost.
Nailed it.
They're having to pay for all that garbage. Well, let's be real. the NCAA is paying for all the money that they did not allow these quote-unquote student athletes to make for the past several decades. So you can bet that this is going to be an ongoing theme. Forget in the changing landscape over the next several months and years, but there should be some more news coming out over the next several days about how the NCAA is trying to do some back pay settlements before they, quote unquote, go out of business and go bankrupt. So just major news going on in college sports as the world continues to spin. And I think some of the wrongs over years and decades are now becoming righted. And unfortunately, you got to go through lawsuits to get things done. Anyway, we have so much to do. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158, if you have it. If you have a smart speaker, you can always go ahead and tell it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and everything pops right on up. If you have the internet, you can find me there. I'm all over the place. I am at JR Sport Brief. And the phone number here at the Infinity Sports Network is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Always a fun time. Mark Folliwell is going to join us later on in the show to talk about the Dallas Mavericks. He's their television play-by-play voice. He's going to talk about these Mavs in the Western Conference Finals against the Timberwolves. Next hour, to kind of help us out with something that we're going to discuss in a second, Jaden Rashada suing the Gators. Suing, I want to say, Hickey, is it too early to say soon? Well, I can say soon to be former head coach Billy Napier, right?
Wow, giving him no chances here, huh?
No, I'm giving him a chance. It's just, it's not good. It's not good when you go home to your wife, if he has a wife, or whoever the hell he talks to, and he walks in the front door and she goes, "Hey, honey, how was your day?" And he goes, "I'm the first head coach in college sports history to be sued while active by a former active player." Like, how do you walk in the door and tell that to your people? How do you do that?
On top of being on the hot seat, you don't. And that's something that I'm sure every coach now is like, well, that's maybe one of the goals to never have happened to me.
Yeah, this is why we got the Sabins of the world and the Coach K's who said, "I'm out of here." They saw the writing on the wall and said, "I'm not dealing with this." And Billy Napier, who's been at Florida for the past two seasons, the man has a record of 11-14. I knew if he had it his way, Anthony Richardson would still be running through walls for him with Florida instead of running through brick walls for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, having said that, a little bit more detail and perspective as to what I am talking about. Jaden Rashada is now a member of the Georgia Bulldogs. He is backing up Carson Beck right down the road from me here in Athens. Now, Jaden Rashada initially was going to go to Miami, NIL deal, was lured away from Miami to go to Florida, NIL deal. And then his lawsuit against the Gators and Billy Napier says that they, the coach and their collective, which was led by an automotive booster, they backed out on the deal. They're supposed to give this man $10 to $13 million, and then they just said, no. He feels that he was misled, bamboozled, led astray. And so instead of going to Florida, he was in Tempe. And now he's no longer in Tempe. He's here in Georgia. This was crazy when I heard the news break today. Listen to this, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Breaking news here in college football. Georgia quarterback Jaden Rashada has sued Florida head coach Billy Napier, a top Gators booster, and a former football staffer over a failed NIL deal. In a lawsuit filed today, Rashada claims they defrauded him out of a promised $13.85 million in NIL. And now the saga continues as Rashada currently is a member of the Georgia Bulldogs. And this story has no way of going away anytime soon.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's entitled to do what the hell they want to do, right? There are certain people who go to college because they want to utilize it as a launching pad to the pros, right? Some people go to college and play athletics because they can have college play, paid for without a shot in hell of going to the pros. Some people try to balance it out. In the case of Jaden Rashada, I mean, after throwing 5,300 yards and doing all of this in high school, apparently this man wants to go to the league. And I don't know if it's so much about the academics, but it is certainly about the cash. It's about the money. And Jaden Rashada, Hickey, I gotta chuckle out of this one. He is represented by one of the most, how do I say this? When you see this guy's name, he gonna yell loud. This man has represented Roger Clemens. He has represented Deshaun Watson. This man's name is Rusty Harden. Name sounds familiar because of the two men that I just told you about. He is representing Jaden Rashada in this lawsuit against his, I guess, almost former coach. And then the Gators. This is crazy stuff. I want you to listen to this other report from CBS Sports HQ. He's not just suing the school, the head coach. He's looking at some of the other staffers, people who aren't even there anymore. Why?
Talking to the people around Jaden Rashada, you know, this is something that I think he's hopeful that him kind of being out in front will lead other players who maybe have not gotten the NIL money that they've been promised to maybe come out and be willing to, whether it's sue or even just speak out. Because this is something that I think has impacted a lot of players where they are promised something. They get on campus and they don't get what's promised, and there's really no recourse for them to get the money they're promised. And so this is a major action to kind of fight back against that. And I'm very curious to see whether other athletes come forward now that Rashad is kind of being a leading voice.
Wow. This was all inevitable. This was all going to happen. Rusty Harden, the attorney, basically said, yeah, well, what do you think happens when you got people with millions and millions of dollars waving it in front of players, and they have the leverage because they got all the money? What happens when they renege and say, oh, no agreement? And I mean, the fact and reality is, if you don't have it on paper, is there an agreement? Unless the money hits the account, I mean, yeah, you can sue for false promises. Is there going to be somebody else? Yeah, sure. Unfortunately for Billy Napier, he's the first. The NCAA was already investigating how they lured a commitment out of Jaden Rashada by trying to steal him from Miami, allegedly offering him about $14 million that the NCAA is investigating, which will take about 20 years unless the NCAA just doesn't exist, which is a little likely over the next bunch of years the way things are going. I didn't think we'd see this so fast, and things are going to continue to crumble and change very, very quickly. Do I think Jaden Rashada is going to get money? I have no idea. This man might have an NFL career over the next couple of years, and this situation still might be in the legal system. So what happens? He settles for a couple of mil that they robbed from him in school in Gainesville? This is wild. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't read the whole lawsuit. I can't tell you what I think is going to happen. Is he laying the table? Is he the bold one to do this before, you know, somebody else does? I don't know. I just know that this story ain't going away. Why? Because I highly doubt the University of Florida writes a check. I highly doubt that Billy Napier writes a check. I doubt that the automotive dealer is a big booster down in Gainesville. I doubt he writes a check to make this go away, unless he does, unless they just want to settle. But then even that sets a precedent for the University of Florida to say he wrote the check, not us. This is a mess. And if one former player feels that he got robbed, that he was lied to, that's not going to stop somebody else from doing the same thing. This is the world we live in. I'm like, what? The guy, he's here in Georgia. He sued the What? This is not over. This is just the beginning. This is a mess. Hickey, this is fun stuff to talk about, but it's not fun for Billy Napier in Florida.
Oh, no. And I'm sure he's not the only one uncomfortable, because I would almost guarantee at this point, JR, he's not the only coach. And Florida's not the only school with a collective that may have lied about the funds that a high school player could receive if they go to said school.
Oh, you're right. There's a lot of people shaking in their boots right now. I mean, this is nothing to say that some of the coaches who've left, that they don't get caught up in lawsuits. This is crazy. The NCAA is really paying in whole. It's paying for its business practices for the past forever. And I got to be honest, I'm not mad if they got to pay. I hope Jaden Rashada, if this is true, I hope he gets some money. I hope he gets a lot of it. I hope all the student athletes who were owed a little bit of cash over the past, I don't know, a bunch of decades, you know, what, are they going to send everybody a check for $50 in an antitrust lawsuit? I hope they get a taste. I hope everybody gets it. Hickey, you want some money?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we can let's get advice from Big Baby Davis, okay? Maybe we'll do better. We'll learn from his mistakes in defrauding the NCAA. Maybe we get a check, too. And Big Baby's not too worried about it. So how long is he in prison? 40 months?
40 months.
40 months.
Long time.
He said he's going to lose weight.
He said he's excited.
He didn't say that. He said he's excited.
I mean, what did he say? That he's going to go get in better shape? He was looking forward to it?
Yeah. I don't think you or I can afford to go to prison and lose weight.
Agreed.
I think we disappear off the face of the earth. So let's not ask Big Baby for advice. Let's stay away from that one. Hey, good luck to Jaden Rashada. I hope he gets some bread. And, Billy Napier, what a day. That's not something you want to be the first at. Not at all. You want to be the first coach to go out there and win a championship since Billy Donovan? What are some other firsts? You want to be the first coach to, I don't know, make X amount of dollars? You want to be the first coach to go back to back to back to back? You want to be the first coach to get a giant statue built downtown? You want to be the first coach to donate tons of money back to the school? That's what you want to be the first coach for. You don't want to be the first coach to be sued by an active player on another team. Oh, yeah, and by the way, it's been reported that everybody here in Georgia, down the road from me at Athens, it's been said that Jaden Rashada gave him the heads up, and they said, listen, man, do what you got to do. Damn. Georgia with the cosign. Go get him. Sick him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. You gotta know when to call it a wrap. You gotta know when to exit stage left. You gotta read the room and know when it's time to leave before things get worse. And Billy Napier is gonna be sticking around, but he may eventually get the boot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What we're gonna do is take a break. And you know what? We're gonna talk about somebody on the other side of the break. This man knew exactly when to leave. Damn it, he left and got paid. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It seems like he's in a fairy land, right? He's in a fairy tale. I'll tell you who. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Instacart shopper thoughts.
How do they know exactly when this milk will expire? Does a milk sommelier take a sip and just like, no? Am I knocking on this melon to check its freshness or because I want to play the bongos? A little of both. Does bagging groceries teach you patience? Yes. Planning? Yep. How to build a cereal box fortress? You have no idea.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Good. There are worse ways to go. If you're going to go, go laughing, right? Enough people out here going in pain. Nobody wants that. Go, go laughing. Great. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I do want you to last as long as possible, though. Okay? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So much changing in the landscape of college sports. NCAA looking like it's going to settle an antitrust lawsuit dealing with, I guess I can call it back pay for its student athletes. Everybody didn't get paid and should have got paid. Doing that before they go into debt. Outside of that, we all heard about Jaden Rashada waking up and saying, hey, I got a lawsuit for you. Florida Gators? Yeah, you too, head coach Billy Napier. Yeah, you too, auto man booster. You said you're going to give me $13 million to be a Gator, and then you changed your minds. You screwed me over. Now pay me. What a hell of a lawsuit. Anyway, I said there's so many coaches that they just bailed. The successful old ones said, I'm gone. I'm out of here. There's no Coach K. Nick Saban just said, I'm out of here. He said, me and my wife don't want to deal with recruiting visits where people want to talk to us about how much money they're going to make. Screw that. You got to know when to leave, right? Ask Jim Harbaugh. He knew exactly when to leave. He's like, oh, y'all wanted to fire me a few years ago? I finally beat Ohio State a couple seasons ago. I just got you a national championship. Who cares how I got it? I'm gone. I'm going to go and coach the Chargers in Los Angeles. I'm gone. Back to the NFL, back to the West Coast. I don't have to coach games wearing, you know, moccasins and a wool hat anymore. Them days are over. This man has been flirting with the NFL for years. He finally left after picking up a championship while Michigan is still being investigated for just a whole lot of stuff. Y'all stealing signs? Are you guys hosting improper or having improper visits with recruits? He's like, it ain't got nothing to do with me. Let Sharon worry about that. I'm gone. So Jim Harbaugh, he knew when to bail. Perfect timing, national championship, nothing to stick around for. I don't need the stress. Just pay me. How are you going to punish me when I'm gone? Let Michigan worry about it. I delivered y'all a national title. And so now that NFL OTAs are happening all over the country, it's no different with the Chargers at all. And so Jim Harbaugh is having some one-on-one FaceTime with his entire team now. We got to remember this. Like, Jim Harbaugh is back in the NFL. I can't wait until September and October and November when he's saying wacky things at his press conferences, when he's cursing out officials, when he is looking like a complete nut. Well, one of his own players, I don't know if he considers him to be a nut or he thinks he's a comedian. Denzel Perryman of the Chargers basically said, oh, I love having Coach Harbaugh here because Jim Harbaugh reminds me of comedian Will Ferrell. What?
My first impression of Harbaugh, like, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but like, he reminds me of Will Ferrell. Like, I don't know if it's the way that he talks. Like, you know, his analogies and everything, but like they really remind me of Will Ferrell. And I don't know, it's just funny to me. Like, it's funny, but I know like he means well, like everything's come, you know, from the heart. But I feel like you got to have a sense of humor to understand, you know, like some of his lines and gimmicks. But I love him. I love him as a coach. Like I said, I love the direction that he got us going in. He played the game. He played here, and he understands.
Okay. He thinks his coach is a joke, Hickey? He's a joke? He's a comedian?
He's a funny guy.
Name a coach that wouldn't appreciate that.
Oh, boy. Bill Belichick, for sure. Mike Vrabel, I know he's not employed at the moment. I don't think he would appreciate being called a funny guy.
No, you're right. Mike Tomlin wouldn't like that either.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No, Mike Tomlin. Don't call Mike Tomlin a funny guy. No. And I had to think about Will Ferrell. And I remember seeing Elf. You like Elf? You seen Elf, Hickey?
I do like Elf. I have seen it.
I like Elf. I don't think I've seen another Will Ferrell movie.
What?
No, I don't think I've seen. Name some.
Step Brothers, Blades of Glory.
Nope.
Kicking and Screaming, which is very underrated but very funny.
Nope.
Wow.
Never.
Well, Step Old School? Have you seen Old School?
Heard of it. Yep. Is it about racing? No, racing?
Oh, no, no, no. It's about
basketball?
Older adults kind of still trying to live their single life back in the day.
No.
Vince Vaughn's in there.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. I've heard of Step Brothers because I've always seen the image. It's about stepbrothers, right?
Yeah, that's it. Two guys in their late 30s who have both lived at home their entire lives coming together to live under one roof.
Wait a minute. These are two stepbrothers that they never lived together.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I am blown away that you are just so in the dark on this. Yeah.
No.
They never lived together until like they're 40 years old. Wow. You know, Will Ferrell's mom and, oh, geez, now I apologize for not knowing
the other
actor's name.
The other guy, the other funny-looking
curly
guy.
Curly hair, right. Yeah. His dad.
Right.
They both lived at home. Yeah. And then when they got married, had to move in together, and it was about their lives as kind of having this brand-new life and brand-new person now having to deal with.
So this is who Denzel Perryman is comparing his coach to.
A 30-year-old or 40-year-old Will Ferrell who lived at home with his mom for his whole life.
Yep, you know what? Let's play a clip from Step Brothers. Maybe it'll encourage me to see the film.
We want to tell you the stuff we're not good at.
Our weaknesses.
So we're clear up front.
Okay. We're not generally comfortable in an office setting, I would say.
I get cooped up.
I won't go into an office that's ever been used before.
I am no good before 11 a.m.
I also get headaches from computers, so I can't be around them for too long.
I take stuff.
I need to have someone go up and down with me in the elevator.
I have a weakness for sweets.
Other weaknesses? We're slow learners, and we're not particularly good listeners.
Is it too late for me to attach that to my resume?
Which part? All of it?
I mean, all of it. Is it too late? I mean, for all of this, I could just work from home, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Never too late. Yeah, well, I wonder if... this is the same Jim Harbaugh who has a tattoo commemorating his championship at Michigan. And so maybe he is I don't want to say stupid. Maybe he is a cornball like them. I believe it. I'll take Perryman at his word. And you know what? No, I got to give Harbaugh credit. Because like I said, he was smart enough to leave Michigan before even more you-know-what hit the fan. And for that, I give Jim Harbaugh credit. Congratulations. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Harbaugh's in the NFL or back in the NFL, leaving college. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you about somebody else who showed up to work today and even talked about some past, maybe potentially political aspirations. He also said he's healthy. I'll break the news on the other side of the break.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Doors take us to summers away. or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about Jaden Rashada, current Georgia Bulldog, suing the team that tried to bring him in, the Florida Gators. Sounds like a hell of a storyline. It'd be a fun, well, not a fun story to watch unless you're Florida or Billy Napier. It's not fun to get sued, folks. Jim Harbaugh, we talked about him in the last break. OTAs underway for a good majority of the NFL, and the Chargers are no different. Denzel Perryman says, my new head coach Jim Harbaugh reminds me of Will Ferrell from Step Brothers. I had to go, what? Is that a compliment for a head coach in the NFL? Don't all the head coaches in the NFL want to be viewed as hard asses? I guess not. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about somebody else who showed up to OTAs today. And I guess his other alternative was, I don't know, maybe a vice presidential run. What a guy. I'll tell you who it is. You probably already know. But let's get to the calls and then we'll talk about them. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Illinois. The weather's finally improving out there. Let's talk to Brent. Brent, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hello, JR. Can you hear me?
I can, certainly.
Okay, well, you're talking about the weather is really nice and kind of windy today, but very beautiful in Chicagoland.
Yeah, that's what happens when you've got a big old lake there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you bring up Jim Harbaugh and his comedic characteristic. I could name a few head coaches in the 1980s that led a comedic legacy.
Go for it.
Well, first, Sam Leish and Marty Schottenheimer.
Okay, keep going.
And the other one I want to say is Bill Walsh.
Okay.
They made the 80s coaches, they had a laid-back style. They always joked about, mistakes and everything and how to get better. But when I watch the old films, it's always refreshing to see comedic coaches just have fun with themselves.
It helps to win. You want more funny coaches in the NFL? Bill Belichick wasn't funny enough for you?
Well, you know, when you see the films, you know, the highlight films and their documentaries of the seasons and everything, it's always refreshing to see the lighter side of what they went through with the players. And it's a good legacy.
I hear that, but I'm asking about today. Mm-hmm. Is there's no coaches that you say hi that you want to hear that's funny?
Well, you brought up Belichick and you brought up Tomlin.
Not funny.
Maybe Harbaugh is kind of... It was brought up today. I think, coach is maybe on the rise again.
I doubt that. You got to be a hard ass, otherwise the players are going to run all over you, Brent. Different era. I mean, come on, man. You talking about the 80s. The players didn't even have free agency. They needed to be on their best behavior. It's one thing now when the coaches, especially the good ones, they're making $10 and $15+ million a year. They can get away with doing and saying whatever the hell it is that they want. I mean, it's a totally different situation to go back to the 80s before free agency. And the head coach, to a certain degree, he was the top of the food chain, the pyramid. And if you were going to cross him, then yeah, good chance it was going to be your ass. I mean, the players make too much money now. So, hey, maybe it would be a benefit to be a funny guy. I could tell you who is funny, and thank you, Brent, for calling from Illinois. Let me not get into trouble today. I don't want to talk about anybody. Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was a funny coach. He was until he got fired. It's funny. His excuses were funny. Hanging out with women that weren't his wife. Allegedly kicking a kicker. Insulting his staff. Treating his grown players like they were high school and college students. Hickey, am I missing anything on Urban Meyer? anything?
I think you really nailed them all for the most part. Wow. I mean,
pretty funny guy, I think.
Funny to, I would say, most, right? I mean, outside of Jaguars fans.
Yeah, Jaguar. Well, Jaguar fans, they probably think he's the biggest joke. Yeah, Urban Meyer.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't be a joke like that guy. Hey, and don't be a joke like this dude. I told you there's a quarterback that showed up to work today, and he says he feels good. It's Aaron Rodgers. His Achilles feels fine. It doesn't feel like there are any restrictions. And not only did we hear about his Achilles, we heard about his almost vice presidential candidacy. It's just, it's wild. I got to warm myself up to even hear this dude. Let's listen to the head coach of the New York Jets, Rob Saleh. It's real simple. You got a almost 40-year-old quarterback staring you in the face. He's coming off of a bum Achilles. What the hell are you doing with him this offseason? He's full go. What are you doing? What are the goals? What are the plans?
You know, just for him to get reacclimated with his teammates. I know he had some at the end of last year. But for him to push the envelope, continue his rehab. He has no restrictions, and he looks good, man. The arm talent obviously is still there, but it's really just reacclimating to everything, and we're trying a bunch of new stuff too, and it's just, again, just trying to evolve within the offense.
Will, how is he doing in terms, is he taking snaps under center? Is he doing,
he's doing everything.
Work related to handoffs and stuff that maybe he wasn't doing toward the end of last year?
He's doing everything.
Arm talent. I feel like, Hickey, when's the first time you heard arm talent? 15 years ago? 10 years ago?
I was going to say, it feels like even like 20 years ago. My whole life, I feel like coaches have been using those two words together.
Really?
Arm talent.
I feel arm talent is relatively new. I never heard anybody say anything about Dan Marino's arm talent. You know, John Elway, to hear anything about arm talent. Do I have arm talent? Do you have arm talent, Hickey, or are we not eligible?
Oh, I don't. I definitely don't have arm talent.
No. So you can only, in order to have arm talent, you have to be an NFL quarterback. Have to be.
I would say have to be a good NFL quarterback. Like, does Mac Jones have arm talent?
Bill Belichick would say no. and Nick Saban would lie to Bill Belichick and tell him yes. That's what that would be. He has arm talent to throw the ball to the wrong team. Him and Sam Darnold have the same arm talent.
That they do.
You're giving the ball to the wrong people. Yeah. Arm talent. Patrick Mahomes, so supreme arm talent. I'm like, do I have arm talent? I punch a keyboard. I know I got arm talent. 855-212-4227. Well, the man who Rob Saleh says has arm talent is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers showed up to work. And he understands that everybody in that green and white has to perform, whether they're in trouble.
If I don't do what I know I'm capable of doing, we're all probably going to be out of here. So I like that kind of pressure, though. I know there's, you know, it's a tough market to play in. It's not for everybody. I relish that opportunity. And that's the way the NFL is. I'm not saying anything monumental as you guys are typing away and putting your tweets out. This is how it is every single year. You might not say it, but as you get older in the league, if you don't perform, they're going to get rid of you or bring in the next guy to take over. I mean, it happened in Green Bay. So, and I'm, you know, a few years older than I was back then. So I expect to play at a high level. I expect us to be productive and competitive and all that stuff to take care of itself.
Hickey, Aaron Rodgers says something I agree with. He's telling the truth. He's not saying anything tin-hatty. He's being honest. I didn't expect that from him.
How about that? Aaron Rodgers, actually, for the first time in a long time, making sense.
I'm going to file that one away into my personal piggy bank because I may have to use that in, let's say, October, November, December, January, February, April. I may have to use that. I got a good memory. I'm going to remember that he said that because I may play that first part. Hey, if I don't perform, then we all might be out of here. Yeah, I'm going to remember that one. I'm glad he said it because it's true. The New York Jets have kind of staked their whole future on the arm and personality of Aaron Rodgers. And if Aaron Rodgers don't work out, the Jets are screwed. And Aaron Rodgers, this is like dating a pretty woman, right? Like a real, real pretty woman, a looker. You walk in, you're dating, and everybody turns and looks at her, and then they look at you and go, man, you got a looker. Aaron Rodgers is a looker. And the thing is, at any point in time, Aaron Rodgers may just walk out the door, and the looker can go find somebody else. They can go find a new sucker, but you're screwed. You won't get another one. The New York Jets are the ugly guy that ended up with a looker. And if Aaron Rodgers leaves, well, oh, they're going to be screwed. They have been screwed for a long time. The last time the New York Jets won a Super Bowl, their last quarterback was wearing pantyhose. That was 1969. New York Jets have staked everything. They're like, hey, we have to get married with this guy, and let's hope it works. And if it doesn't, we're screwed. You won't get another one. Anyway, he happens to be a crazy looker because he also had to answer questions about potentially being Robert F. Kennedy's running mate. You can't make this stuff up. Listen to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I love Bobby. We had a couple of really nice conversations, but there were really two options. It was retire and be his VP or keep playing. And I want to keep playing.
Oh, man. Hickey, I was waiting for him to go. The third option was I can join the aliens in outer space. That was the next one, but he never said it.
Love it, calls him Bobby, you know.
Yeah.
First name basis. They're pretty tight, obviously.
He's like, oh, yeah, no, not Robert. No, my man Bobby. Who's didn't they say he had a brain-eating parasite or something like that?
He did. He did have one. And I guess it doesn't. Well, I guess it went away, right? But it ate half his brain or something like that, or some of it.
Does Rodgers have one? Do we know?
Well, fair question to ask.
I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We're just asking questions here. 855-212-4227. Dan is here from Wisconsin. He either wants to ask a question or make a statement. Go for it, Dan. You're live on the radio.
Yeah, I'd like to know, what would you think if somebody came knocking on your door, Bryce Harper, asking their daughter to go out to the prom with this other kid?
I don't have a daughter, and I've only met Bryce Harper casually, so I'd be like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, well, I just think it's kind of funny. Okay. I never saw nothing like that before.
What? Did this actually happen?
Yeah, yesterday.
So
Bryce Harper went and knocked on this girl's door with this boy
Asked
this girl to go out to the prom with this boy.
And it's too late in the game for that? What month are we in? May?
Yeah, kid, I don't know.
Dan, this kid is lame, okay? If this kid needs Bryce Harper's help to get a date to prom, then
it's a little too late.
Everybody
the girl,
is
the girl hugs up, yeah. Hugs Bryce Harper, and the boy's just standing there looking
at
her.
Are you serious?
The young lady
went to Bryce Harper and said, "Screw the kid." Hey, Dan, don't call up. You're going to get me in trouble, Dan.
I'm sorry. I love it, JR.
We got the same sense of humor. Let's take it easy, Dan, okay?
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later, man. Thank you. Oh, my God. Hickey, I got to look this video up in a commercial break.
Remember yesterday we were talking about promotion. NASCAR was promoting their big fight. MLB, at least, is promoting Bryce Harper asking.
Well,
I guess he's not asking, but helping a high school student ask a girl to prom.
This is what Major League Baseball put this out.
Yeah.
See, now that's correct. Now, what you just said is accurate. That is an excellent example of promotion. Great. That is something that you could see on good, and they probably have. You'll see it on Good Morning America. It might get 20 seconds on the evening news. I get it. A lot of people don't watch the news, but it's certainly on social media. I mean, in the world that we live in, where people are beating the hell out of each other, yeah, it's nice to see something like that. I just hope the kid who got Bryce Harper to help him with the prom proposal, I hope that young man just, I hope he got something out of it. I hope he got a fun, enjoyable time and didn't feel like a schmuck. Because the way Dan just described it, she cared about Bryce Harper, didn't care about him. Imagine being in high school, you bring a celebrity to help you out and she doesn't care about you. It's like, wait, Bryce Harper's not coming to prom with us, and take me back home. Or drop me off. sucks. Hickey, you went to prom, right?
I did. I did go to prom.
I haven't had a prom since fifth grade. I don't even think they call it prom in fifth grade, Hickey.
I was kidding. You had a fifth grade. You had a fifth grade prom, but you didn't go to your senior prom?
I graduated high school early.
Look at you.
I just left. I said, I don't need to be here.
Advanced man. I'm out of here.
I said, I'm quitting to do this. And here I am. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be more advanced on the other side. Don't move.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.